feel a thud as you get hit for 7 damage from the one opposite you. However, that is the 4th turn, and suddenly you hear a happy exclamation, and the other robot shuts down as well. And
yay.
They all sort of go dim.
I high-five my limb.
How much health do I have left?
Who's who?
I'm Lilypad.
Okay.
Since I was hit.
Yeah. Lily, it's not great. So, you started with what? 2?
Oh, wait, am I out?
Yeah, you are knocked out.
Oh, no.
So, control here. What we're going to do is roll 3 d20 contests. If you succeed, you can wake up if you succeed on the first 2. But if you don't succeed, control will save you, but he'll take you to a hospital.
No.
Which is not here.
It was nice being a part of the Tinkle Force.
No, Lily, we need you. You have the only weapon.
So, right behind you, you feel a thud as you get hit for 7 damage from the one opposite you. However, that is the 4th turn, and suddenly you hear a happy exclamation, and the other robot shuts down as well. And
yay.
They all sort of go dim.
Yes, did it.
I high-five my limb.
How much health do I have left?
Who's who?
I'm Lilypad.
Okay.
Since I was hit.
Yeah. Lily, it's not great. So, you started with what? 2?
Oh, wait, am I out?
Yeah, you are knocked out.
Oh, no.
So, control here. What we're going to do is roll 3 d20 contests. If you succeed, you can wake up if you succeed on the first 2. But if you don't succeed, control will save you, but he'll take you to a hospital.
No.
Which is not here.
It was nice being a part of the Tinkle Force.
No, Lily, we need you. You have the only weapon.
So, let's roll a contest. So the first 2 are the one to be able to stay here.
So wait, am I rolling or is someone else rolling?
You're rolling.
And you're going to roll in a contest. D20. We're going to do it 3 times. If you if you save on the 3rd one, you would go back to a hospital. If you save on the first 2, you can stay here.
You got this, Lily.
So first one.
Come on, D20.
It's an 8.
Get a new
critical
D20.
Miss. So you are good. That control rolled a 1. So
you
dust yourself off, and you are good. However, in this scenario, you will permanently have 1 health. Yeah.
So I have 1 health to my name.
So we just have to protect you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the 1 what health is non-negotiable. As you wake up and everyone's pretty relieved and the old man is caught up in a bunch of gum, you hear a very high but quiet voice say, "Come upstairs, everyone." And the exit door opens and lights up.
Okay.
Good.
I'm sticking close by to Shani at this point.
All right. So are you guys going to go upstairs? Do you want to read some books? What do you want to do?
Let's go upstairs.
I think so. Yeah, let's continue on. We're so close to Olio.
So the map is exactly right, and you walk up, and in the middle of the 3rd floor is just Olio standing there. And he says, "Can I help you find books today?"
Isn't he bad? Don't we want to, get rid of him?
Yeah, control. Yeah.
I believe there's still some good in him, though.
Wait, control says yes. We want to get rid of him.
Olio has locked everyone out of this library. That's all you know, and you know that the intern and him have been building a secret robot army. But that's it. Other than that, he's not that evil, other than the secret robot army and his two slaves. Other than that, he's as evil as someone who has a secret army and slaves.
I tell him that it's time to check himself out, but
oh, snap!
Library
Let's
pun.
All roll passive help. Except for, of course, the one that's non-negotiable.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sit back.
14.
Olio rolls a 16.
Oh, damn it. Oh, sorry.
You can say damn it. It's a life-threatening situation. What did everybody... One for Lily, who got a 16?
I thought I was not rolling.
Yeah, no, you got a 1, Lily. You have a 1. So, okay. 16 for Shani, I'm assuming?
I had a 14.
14. And, Luna, did you roll 16? Where am I getting these numbers from? Am I just making them up?
I thought you said Olio had a 16.
Yeah, Olio has a 16.
Okay.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah.
Sure. I, Caitlin, don't have a number.
Okay, yeah. Caitlin, I'm so sorry. Caitlin has a 5.
living the dream.
Right, Luna doesn't have dice either. Okay. Next time, I'll make a note who has dice. Okay, and double 14s, which is the second time that's happened.
Yay.
That people have the same passive health.
Sweet.
Who told Olio to check himself out?
Me, Shani.
Okay, Shani. We're going to roll a d20 contest as Olio tackles you.
Okay.
No.
Olio got an 8.
He got a what?
An 8.
Okay, I'm rolling right now. Hold on, I got to get my dice. And... ooh, I got a 5.
Okay, so
I'm sorry.
Leo's gonna hit you for 5 damage, bringing you down to 9.
9?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nothing. You ain't. Oh, I almost cursed again. You ain't nothing, Leo.
You ain't no Skittles. Yo.
But he is in your midst now. What is your plan?
How close is he to us?
Close enough to tackle someone.
Ooh, 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 Luna, shove your perfume in his nose.
Yes. I am face bombing right now. Okay. I love you.
Shoves incense up nose.
So, let's see here. Let me look at our little list, how this works, because... there's a lot of weapons to go through. Spurfume. Okay. It'll be a D10. In this case, because Olio has passive health, you'll just be doing damage with the D10 to see how knocked out he is.
Yes.
So well, hold on. Maybe I didn't make that clear. How close he is to being knocked out. So Olio is now, you roll a 2. Out of the 10. So Olio is now down to 14. So what's everybody else's plan?
So is he knocked out? I didn't understand.
No. So he has resistance to this kind of stuff. So his health will be whatever you guys do to try. Everything that you try and do to damage him will have those effects. Like, he's not going to be able to move on the next turn. But he essentially, the number you guys roll that's normally does time damage, it's going to do damage to him to take him actually out. So he's not moving for now, but that's only going to last one turn.
Okay.
I would like to hog tie him with gum.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, Caitlin, get him.
So I'm going to say that that's a challenge roll, though.
Okay. That's fine.
Don't have to do that second roll. I can tell you what it is. I'll do it just for the fun of the narrative. So... it was 1 versus 15. So completely hogtie him. And that's enough, honestly. He's down for the count. He's totally out. So Olio is completely neutralized. Though kind of still there. And he turns up to you guys and says, What?
Can
what
I still split some in the face with my gun?
So he goes, what did you come here for? He goes, oh, my mouth. Oh, you spread. Ugh. Don't torture me. I'll tell you anything you need. Why did you spray me in the face?
Better cooperate.
I say, good. This was overdue. But, book puns. Library puns.
Olio takes a moment, but then he goes, oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah, overdue, like books. Yeah, it's not what this is about, because I'll revoke any of your fees. It's fine.
It's more personal than that, Olio.
What did I do wrong? You can look at the whole database. Control here. The database is what we came for while you guys torture a boy robot. The database will contain the information, we believe will contain the information to figure out what's going on with the hospitals.
Okay.
So okay. If you want to go there, or you can keep beating up Olio or try and get something from Olio, who, by the way, has just noticed your arm.
I'll stay back with Olio.
He's just noticed this arm you're carrying around with him. He's like, the intern!
He likes my arm? Yeah, I'll just pat him with
it. I don't like it at all!
One of you guys can go check out the computer. I'll just slap him with my arm a couple times if he bothers me.
Considering I have only one health left, I'm gonna go check out a computer.
I'll go with you.
So, all right, me and Luna will protect him.
Okay.
So, as you guys approach, the database is pretty well open at this point. You can tell that the intern had just turned off everything because it's just him there. There's no code or anything. So okay. The following message, if you two want to read it to the rest of the group, pops up on the screen.
Okay. I assume you're typing it up?
Oh, it just popped up for me. Hospital programming code, automated error in troubleshooting. Coders, please take note of an error in the university and scientific protocol.
And then it says, send another user. So, you guys will all have to go over there.
Okay. I'll walk over there.
And the following message
pops up. I didn't see the text until now.
So what do we have to do, Control?
The following message just pops up.
May I read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Lily.
Yeah, go ahead.
Be sure to eliminate the cache of this function every week, or else over time, hospital machine robots will only produce placebos.
And so, you guys have solved the mystery of what was going on at hospitals.
Yes.
A file that you might have just missed because of the size of Skype chats in the future is the hospitals have been making, in order to do double-blind tests, they had been making placebos, and if you didn't dump the cash, they would just continue to make placebos. So the whole thing of this has started because no one's been getting medicine at any hospital for years.
Oh, no.
That is evil.
Evil, but sort of an accident. But the tingle force triumphs, and Control presses a button, and you hear a diamond craft start to land outside, and you guys are taken away back to base with the info that is needed. And
well done, team.
I call for a group high five, including the intern's hand, please.
Yes. High five.
What do we do with the limb?
And as you do that sort of flappy limb high five, you see the old man, like, from behind, be like, yeah, all right. And he, like, oh, like, sees the limb high five. He's like, oh, this, oh.
I've named him Fred.
Yes.
Fred the arm.
Oh, I thought you were named
Fred.
I forgot my name. I'm so old. I thought you were giving me a name. I've been here so long. Oh, I guess the arm can get a name. That's fine.
You can be Bob. Bob the old man.
That's okay.
Let's adopt him.
Okay, Bob and Fred.
I have parents. I'm not... Sorry. I'm an old man. I don't necessarily need if I needed parents, that that ship has sailed.
Can Bob be the Tingle Force mascot and Fred?
Yes. Nothing gives old people dignity like being a mascot and carrying around rotting limbs. So yes,
honorary grandfather.
It's my. I have grandkids too. Please stop giving me things.
I love how our mascot is an old man holding a limb, a severed limb.
This podcast is brought to you by Soundbite. SoundbyTe. Soundbite is micro podcasting, soon to have a lot of ASMR on it. If you enjoy podcasts, if you enjoy just audio in general, go download Soundbite, SoundbyTe, and look for that beautiful big turquoise microphone. Duo is a collaborative podcast, and the game itself, Duo, is open source. For all the details and to see all the collaborators, plus the rules, go to duothegame.com or check the description for links to all of our pages. Thank you.